Earthworms and Sugar Maple Decline. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. The decline of sugar maple trees has been observed for well over 50 years. It's not a specific disease or a syndrome, but instead is a generalized set of symptoms that have been affecting these valuable trees in many areas for a long time. A study at Michigan Technological University looked at the maple trees in more than 100 sites in Michigan's Upper Peninsula over a period of several years. In those areas, the crowns of large maple trees were appearing unhealthy, with bare limbs and little new growth. Foresters were losing trees before they could harvest them. The suspected causes were drought, poor forest management practices, climate change, and various other factors. But the research revealed that the most common factor among the afflicted trees was the condition of the forest floor. And the major influence on the forest floor is earthworms. Earthworms gobble up the thick layer of leaf litter and other organic material on the ground, exposing bare earth. And earthworms especially like sugar maple leaves. Sugar maples are especially vulnerable to earthworms because 90% of their roots are in the top few inches of soil, so the trees rely on forest floor litter to keep from drying out. Historically, this was not a problem because, surprisingly, earthworms are not native to the upper Midwest. They've been brought in by people transplanting plants and on their tires and muddy boots, as well as when anglers dump bait in the woods and waterways. People can slow the spread of earthworms, but they're not going away. Eventually, they will invade most sugar maple forests. But at least we are now aware of the problem and can try to take steps to make the forest more resilient. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.